Today's daf is Sukkah daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tez Zayin Amud Beis, Amar of Chizda, a little more than halfway down, and we just discussed the sugyas of Mechitza Teluya, and not full-fledged walls, and every Mishnah has spoken about a different element of the structure of the sukkah. So last Mishnah was talking about the walls, hanging walls from the top, and bringing up walls from below. And the previous Mishnah had spoken about other elements of Schach. So first we continue and finish up with a couple of other issues related to not full walls. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Imi. Machzelas arba umashehu materes besukkah mishim dofen. If one has, talking about hanging walls, somebody has a reed mat that is 4+ tfachim wide, that is good enough to be a wall. How do you do it? Not talking about the vertical, standing up and short of length, but we're talking about the height. How do you use this mat if you could hang it in a specific way? Hechi David, tali le beemtza pachas bishlosha lamata upachas bishlosha lamala. If somehow I could position it within 3 tvachim from the ground and 3 tvachim from the schach, and this is 4+ in the middle, so it's loved on both sides, and that could count as a 10 tefach high sukkah. So where's his pshita? I know Lavid already. I know it from elsewhere. Right? We mentioned that airspace, 3 tefachim is the psul. So pshita, so ma'od etei machad Lavid amrinan, trey Lavid lo amrinan. You might say that the halacha, l'moshe mi-sinai, is only to use one Lavid at once. You can't use two Lavids. Kamash malan, you could even use two Lavids. Because that's how we understand the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, that it might be able to be flexible and look at it as one. It's not called two lavets. It's one case where we are using this mechanism of the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai to makshir the sukkah. As we'll see by Hashem later on, it might not only be in the world of makshir. We'll see if it could be even in the world of posel. Meisvei says the brisa machzelas shiva umashahu materes besukkah mishib dofan. We have a brisa that says you need a 7+. Reed mat to be matre bishop dofen. So what do you mean 7+? We just said 4+ is good enough. Why would you need 7+? That only sounds like you could use one lovewood. So kitan yahi besukkah gadola. Now that's by a big sukkah, meaning if it's much higher than 10 tvachim. So in the first case, you could use within 3 tvachim of each side. But here, if you have a very high high sukkah, then even though yes, if you have a 10 tefach high wall, you could shoot it up and say good asik mechitzta. But if it is very high, you have to first at least have the 10. So therefore, a reed mat of 4+ tvachim wouldn't be good enough. You'd only be able to say one lavud there, and therefore it would be possible, unless you have 7+. Umayka mashvalad, debishashad tfonos, bilamala lamata, krib yosi. And also, by the way, the Bryce is going like the shita of Rabbi Yossi, that as long as you hang it within 3 tvachim of the roof, and of the schach, and it hangs down, even if it doesn't touch the ground or within 3 tefachim of the ground, that would be good enough, like the shita of Rabbi Yossi that we had in our Mishnah. Not that we hold like Rabbi Yossi, but this brisa supports, is going like the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Biyami, last story. Pas arba umashahu, matir besukkah mishim dofan. If one has a board, 4+, that is matir mishim dofan, as we had earlier. Now we're no longer talking about from the schach to the floor, but we're talking about the side to side, the walls. Umukim le bapakad bishlosh tefachim samach ledofen. As we said, when you have 2+, you have 2 walls, right angles at each other, that this last one is within 3 tefachim of the wall. We had these cases earlier. Chapakad bishlosh samach ledofen kalavid dami. And within 3 tefachim, it's like lavid, so it's like you have a 7 tefach wall. My kamashvalan, hakamashvalan, shir meshach sukkatana shiva. And the Bryce is telling me that the shortest, smallest wall that you could have, the smallest sukkah, is seven by seven, as we've had discussed in the past. Okay, that was finishing up the couple of last structures from yesterday's daf, and now we get on to the next topic, the next Mishnah. As we get into sugyas of Dofen Akuma, as we will get to soon, this is the source of it. First, the Mishnah says, Hirchik es asichuch min hadfanos. Shlosha tvachim psula. This is the psul of airspace. Airspace. Let's say the schach is as, the wall is as high as the schach. Fine. and there's airspace between the schach and schach, don't reach the wall all the way. If you are marking it, as we have mentioned in the past, three tefachim pasul. If you have pasul schach, as we'll see in the next line, you have up to four amos, because you're allowed to see that as dofen akuma, a bent wall. But if there's airspace in between the wall and the schach, so that passels in with three tvachim. Rashi says, la begavha ka'amar ela b'mashcha. Right, we're not talking about in terms of lacking airspace in height, but airspace in horizontal area. So that is a problem, right? That is a psul of airspace min hatzan. If you look in the Rush here, so not only important what Rishonim say, but where they say it. The Rush has this first line of our Mishnah connected to the previous Mishnah. He starts off the new Mishnah with Bayish Anifchas, which is the next line, which is about Dofen Akuma. This last line he has with the previous Mishnah about walls not reaching all the way up. Is that significant? The fact that he has the airspace halacha right next to the walls not reaching all the way up or down halacha. So if you read the Rush doesn't say a word about it. He just quotes it. If you look at the Karban Asanel on the bottom of the Rush, Ein Kan Makoma. What is this Mishnah doing here? Right, Hirchik, we're talking about space, which sounds like a Dofen Akuma idea. If you have Pazal Schach, it's for Amos. If you have airspace, it's three Tvachim. So why isn't this Mishnah, according to the Rush, grouped, this line grouped with the following, like we have it, and not with earlier? Ach lekaman b'masis abayi shenifchas v'chulu, ach masisin d'hacha ayri b'psul v'hechshet tfanos. We're talking about the walls in the previous Mishnah. Ela shaharif v'rabbeinu samchu adin l'masisin. The Rif and the Rosh put it on the previous. Why? For the following diyak. Dahacha ledayik. Ha im hirchik asikach pachos bigimol. If it's less than three tvachim of airspace away, afilu adafanos einon magios leschach. Ella shahamishal shel milamata lamala ksheira. Says the Karban Asanel. You know what the diyak is? If you have three tvachim airspace, pasul. If it's less than three tvachim, it's good enough, connected to the previous halacha. And that is even if the walls don't go up. In other words, I could use good asik and lavud at the same time. That is the diuk that is made by the juxtaposition of the Rosh. Darmin and good asik mechitza v'lavud l'schach v'kach pasag ha-shulchan aruch v'yed echad mehem shepirish bo me'ayin hotziyu ha-chiddush hazeh. Nobody explains where they got this chiddush from, that you would be able to use two halacha lamos b'sinais at the same time, good asik and lavud. But this is where I think they got it from, and this is the sugya that is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah. The Ran argues beferish. The Ran Adav Beis and the Daf Yarif argues beferish. You cannot use two halacha lamos b'sinais. But this is what is discussed by the Karban Asanel here. If you look at the beginning of Tafresh Lamed Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, right, that's the siman. Dvarim haposlim b'schach, says the Shulchan Aruch. Schach, pasul, posel. If we do these halachas enough times over and over again, it'll get solidified in our brain. Four amos is dofen akuma. And in the middle, schach, pasul in the middle is, as we know, four tvachim. And airspace is three tvachim. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Schach, pasul, posel, be'emsa, barba tvachim. If I have schach, pasul, if I have a tree in the middle, or if I have any type of schach pasul, it pasuls be'emsa in four tvachim al p'nei kula. Aval pachos be'arbak sheira u'mutar lishon tachtav, says the Shulchan Aruch. If it's less than four tvachim, I can sleep under it. Min hatzad eino posel el ba'arba amos. So we know dofen akuma, as we'll talk about soon, Be'ez Hashem, pasuls with four amos. Aval pachos be'arba amos ksheira darmina dofen akuma. Dahainu lomar sha'onu roim kilu akosel ne'akam. I view the wall as if it's bent, as we'll see in Rashi soon. And I view this schach of less than four amos as if it's part of the wall of a dover zeh halacha lamosha b'sinai. Right? How often do those words appear in the Shulchan Aruch? Halacha lamosha b'sinai. Here's one. Halacha lamosha b'sinai. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, says the Mishnah Berurah right here, quoting the Machlokas HaPoskim, Mashbalach Ora. It's not clear 100% of the Shulchan Aruch. But Mashmalach Ora, it's Mashma Miloshin Zeh, the Dafka Kisha Defanos Magios Leschach. Mashma that you can't do both. It's Mashma, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, you could use Dofen Akuma as long as the Defanos were Magios Leschach, and then You go across. Avalam eina defanos magios l'schach. What if the walls don't reach the schach? Could you use dofen akuma and airspace? If the walls don't reach all the way to the schach, and the beginning of the schach is schach pasul. Right? The diuk of the carpet is sanel was something similar. It's airspace. You wanted to use the airspace of lavud with good asid going up. This is the case also using two, but a little different. It's using dofen akuma and good asid. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like you cannot. Aval im eina dvarat magiyos l'schach, ach deba'alma lo kaptinam bazeh, techashvina kilu magiyos l'mala ad haschach, even though usually say good asid, afilo achi bin yoneinu, deish schach pasul al asuka, v'anu rotzim lachshir mishav dofen akuma, lo amrinan dofen akuma bazeh. You can't say dofen akuma and good asik mashma from the Shulchan Aruch. But v'yesh omrim, but then he quotes others, he quotes the Taz and the Leo Rabba, da'afilu eina magios ha'dofenos l'schach, even if not, nami amrin and rona kilu ha'dofen magia l'mala v'nechpaf. You can still say it. V'efshar heichi divin ha'dofenos ha'dofenos who pachot b'shloshet tfachim, the Mishnah Berurah has a middle approach. If the defanos are within three tfachim of the schach, l'kuli alma ish l'hakel. Because you can for sure say lavud and dofen akuma. If it's lavud, if it's not, you're not shooting it all the way up. It's within three tfachim anyway, lavud. And then dofen akuma, that would be okay. So remember that the case of the carbon esanel was using a case of, also, of good asik and airspace, which was less than three tefachim, which was lavud, and also good asik. So a similar discussion that the Mishnah Berurah has right here. Again, lechadchila, we should try not to rely on two halachos Moshe Sinai. So if somebody has walls that don't reach all the way up, many times on people's porches, they have, you know, airy sukkahs, so they have walls that don't reach all the way up, lechadchila, we should have the schach directly on top of that, of those walls that you're going to shoot up, only having to rely on one of the halacha moshe v'sinai. Good asik. If not, if it's not exact, if it's a little bit, so maybe using good asik and lavud, meaning if one of them was within three tefachim, or lavud and dofen akuma, that also would be okay. It seems like the mefarshim, the carbon aside on the Mishnah Berurah, also are ready to be meikel there. The bigger chiddush is to use dofen akuma and good asik, not lavud. If I have pasul schach under four amos on top, and my walls don't get within three tefachim of the top, so that's where it gets a little tricky, to use mamish to others. Because lavud seems like it's an easier to team up, because within three tefachim, it's as if it's filled in, as Hashem will see a little bit later in Tosfos. But that's an important discussion, all based on the first line of our Mishnah. Where it's quoted, the Rif and the Rush, again, have this first line together with the previous Mishnah, unlike our structure. Good. We continue. Says the Mishnah. Bayesh nifchas v'sikach al gabav. If a house that the middle of the roof caved in, v'sikach al gabav, and I put schach in the middle. So what do I have now? I have pasul, an area of schach from the walls until the middle area, which now is full of good schach. So ishi im yesh minah kosel l'sikach arba amos. If there is from the good schach to the walls of the house. For amos psula, and if not, if it's less than for amos, then it is okay. V'chein chaser shimu kefas achsadra, the same thing applies if I have a yard in front of my house. So what they have in the days of old, they had porches. They had like a overhang in front of all the houses, and you would put schach on top of all the overhangs. So now you have an area of a sukkah in between. So as long as the overhangs aren't four amos wide, right, from the wall of the house all the way to where the kosher schach started, that's also okay. Or the third case, sukkah gedola, sheikifu abedavar she'en mesachakin bo. If I have a sukkah gedola that I used material that is not kosher for schach, it could be that the house that we were talking about it previously in the Mishnah, it's clear in the Gemara that this is true, it's the roof is made of something that is used for schach. It was a wooden roof. It just wasn't made for the schach. It was made for the house, as we said earlier. But the last case is a sukkah gedola where you have pasul schach around, something that you don't use for schach normally. So then, emi yishtaktavar, ba'amas psula, same thing. Dovan akuma in all three cases, and we'll see in the Gemara why you need all three. A case of a house where the roof is made out of material that is usually used for schach, and you have the achsadra, and you have the sukkah gedola. Again, we revisit now the lumdus of dofen akuma, because Rashi says it right here. Rashi led it a little bit earlier This came up on Daf Dalid. If you remember the case of the platform, and we spoke about Dofan Akuma there, and Pesel HaYotzim and HaSukkah in the Rashis, but here it comes up. What is the lumdus of Dofan Akuma? And you don't have to look far. You don't have to think about this too deeply. Rashi says a beferish for us. How does Dofan Akuma work? There are two ways to understand it, even before looking at Rashi. Two ways to understand Dofan Akuma. Right? If I have a roof that's less than 4 amos on top, so I'm allowed to bend the wall. So does that mean that the wall literally is bent? And the wall extends all the way. My wall goes up vertically, and then my wall bends horizontally. Is that literally how we're supposed to understand it? That's how Rashi understands it here. Rashi says on the third line, what does that mean? I look at this pasul schach as if it's part of the wall. V'ne'ekam v'nechpaf l'mala. And it is bent going up. That's dofen akuma. That's what you can't say it by air. By airspace. V'avir like l'meimer hachi. You can't say it. What's the other possibility of understanding dofen akuma? That I move my wall. Let's say I have a wall that is out and then there's 3 amos of pasul schach. I magically, this is the other way to understand the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, I magically am allowed to shift my wall over to where the kosher schach starts. That's a different way of understanding Dofan Akuma. It's a bent wall, so move your wall over. Not that your wall is where it is and then it bends and the top pasul schach is considered part of your wall. No, forget that. You're allowed to move your wall over. Says Rashi, if that's true, the second understanding, so why can't you say Dofan Akuma by airspace also? Right, why do you only say it by pasul schach? If you say it's like I hold, says Rashi, that it's as if the whole wall is bent, then I understand it. You have to have a physical wall there, physical pasul schach, in order to consider it as a hemshech of the wall. But if it's airspace, says Rashi, like what he says right here, Veini mafarish, Rowan is at dofed, ki'ilu hu akum, v'holech tachas eschach pasul, u'magia l'schach kasher. And I umoti is a pasul min a sukkah, and I'm allowed to remove the pasul schach part of it outside the sukkah. Dim kain gam gabi avir nami nimachi. She said also gabi avir. So that is why Rashi says what he says. You look at the wall totally bent. Another nafkamina that with a mafarshim say some rishonim hold the other way. Some rishonim hold like Rashi rejects, and they explain still you can only move it by a physical wall and not by airspace. The other nafkamina is, am I allowed to sleep or eat under that schach pasul? If it's considered part of the wall, so then I'm not allowed to sleep under a wall, so that's now I wouldn't be able to be under there. If it's schach, if it's that you move the wall, you can have a little more flexibility, possibly. Anyway, those are the two understandings of Dofan Akuma. The Ritva also. The Ritva discusses this more on Daf Dalet than here. He quotes both the suggestions as well. He quotes Bali Hatosvos, who hold the Shita that Rashi rejects. He quotes Rashi Shita, Ruan Kilin Skarev, Dofan, Vachulu, Avotos Vijaron, Dofan, Durachok, Torah, Bahamas, Kilu, Haisa, Matchila, Smuchal, Eschach, Elosh, and Isakmam, and Israkam, and Isazavik, Sasaschach. Okay, he quotes a Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in that regard. I'm sorry, it's just seems like the Rashi that he quotes is against our Rashi, and the Tosfos that he quotes is like, it's like our Rashi that we have here. Okay, either way, that is the Ritva and Avdalah has both opinions. So, we get into the Gemara. Kalhani Lamali. What do we need 3 cases in our Mishnah of Dofan Akuma? 3 cases, the same exact idea. Less than 4 amos, it is okay. So, Lamali. So, Tzricha, Diashmina Bayesha Nifchas, if you only had case 1 about the house where the roof fell in, Mishum Dahani Mechitzos Labayis Avidan. At least there, the walls that you are using for your sukkah were made for this area. Right? You have a house, and the roof of the house caved in the middle. I put schach there, so the walls of your house are meant for the walls of your sukkah. Aval Chatzer Hamukefes Achsadra. But in the case where you have overhangs in the middle of a number of houses, De Mechitzos Lav Lachsadra Avidi, those walls that you're using were meant for the house, not for the open area in the middle. So maybe you would say that the Halacha Moshe Misinai is limited. And you wouldn't say Dofan Akuma in this case. Especially if you're going to you can't bend the wall in the opposite direction than what it usually is. You can bend the wall in. You can't bend the wall the opposite. So aim low. So tricha. So that's why. No, you can even bend it the other way. V'yeshminan hani tarti. And if you want to say only had those two, mishum de sichachan schach kasheru. At least you have kosher schach there. you assume the house was made with wooden beams, and therefore you could use it for schach kasher. Which again, each of these havaminas works better, I think, with one of the understandings of Zofan HaKumah than the other. Right? The previous one, to bend it the wrong way, might work better with the one that Rashi rejects here. Because what if you're just moving the wall, what difference does it make? Which direction you're going in? I mean, it's not impossible. But if you only had the first two, because you're used at least schach kosher, aval suka gedola, the last case, shekifur b'davar she'im eschachin bo, where you used something that is possible for schach, the schach of schach possible, who aim alo. Maybe you cannot use the halacha bo shebisini in that case. Tzricha, that's why we say you need it in that case as well. Okay, so you have all three cases of Dofan HaKumah that is learned from our Mishnah. So we have now Amar Rabbah. Amar Rabbah is number one. Discussion number one that we're going to have the following Shakla Vatarya. Discussion number two is going to be middle of Amid Beis. We're going to have two different versions of the following discussion. Same discussion, just different people that are saying the Shitos. So Amar Rabbah, Ashkachtinu l'Rabbanan de Beirav. Rabbah says, I found the Rabbanan of the Yeshiva, of Beirav. The Yasiv Ka'amri, they said, Avir posel b'shlosha. Airspace posels with three tvachim. Schach posel, posel barba. And schach posel, posels with four tvachim. Right? Three and four. V'yamina lehu ana. And I said to them, does that make sense? Avir de posel b'shlosha minalehu. How do you know that airspace posels with three tvachim? Ditznan, because our Mishnah says, Hirchik es asichach min atfano shlosha tvachim psula. Airspace pasels based on our Mishnah. Schach pasel namilo lifts al arba amos. So schach pasel also. Read the next line of our Mishnah. So four amos. Ditzan bayish nifchas v'zika chagabav em yish bin asika lakota dal namas psula. Asked Rabbah to the Talmidim, if our Mishnah is the source for all of your measurements, our Mishnah says airspace is a problem of three tvachim and pasel schach is a problem of four amos. And they're both parallel, both minatzad. Right, so isn't that so? If this is the source for one, it should be the source for the other one too. V'yamru li barmina, and they said to me, no, not that case in our Mishnah. The second case is not parallel. That's Dofan HaKumah, and that's why you have four amos of pasul schach. Stop there for 2 minutes before we continue. There's an important discussion that the Minchas Chinuch has. I don't remember if we dealt with this as deeply as we should have back on Daf Tes. That is the Minchas Chinuch. We discussed the Mitzvah Baba Veira Minchas Chinuch on Daf Tes. Remember Tosfos, and the continuation of it is right here on our Gemara. If you remember, Tosfos on Daf Tes of an Aleph earlier asked the question of why does the Gemara need a pasuk to exclude a stolen sukkah gzula? Why don't you just say it's possible because of Mitzvah Baba Veira? Mitzvah Baba Veira, that's what you can't sit in it. So Tosfos gave an answer, Mitzvah Baba Veira is only psul d'rabbanan. Or the Ritva there quoted Bali Tosfos as saying, Mitzvah Baba Veira only applies by certain mitzvos. Mitzvos that are meant l'ratzos, like tefillah, like karbanos, and like lulav. Not by sukkah. We mentioned the Yerushalmi holds otherwise. The Minchas Chinuch, though, has another answer. I don't know if we mentioned it this time. The Minchas Chinuch says that, wait a minute. So if you only have the concept of mitzvah baba veira, so if you sit in a sukkah, that's a stolen sukkah, you don't get the mitzvah. But there are really three levels. There's getting the mitzvah, there's not doing the mitzvah but not doing anything wrong, and then there's doing something wrong, meaning sitting outside a sukkah. So if you would have only had, says the Minchas Chinuch, if you would have only had the pasuk of sukkah gzula, so the pasuk would just be telling me you're not yotze your mitzvah. You're not Yotzi. Hashem prevents you. You're physically sitting in a sukkah, but because it's a stolen sukkah, therefore you will not be Yotzi or mitzvah. If you would have only had mitzvah baba veira, so then that's all it would have done. That's why you need a pasuk also of sukkah gzula. What does the extra step teach me? It's as if you're not sitting in a sukkah. It's as if you're sitting outside a sukkah. That's the Chiddush, says the Minchas Chinuch here in Shin Chaf Hey. Chiddush Gadol, but that's what he says. Tehad mitzvah baba veira ena yotzei, hatam dakadosh baruch hu ena rotze bekach, velo l'ratzon, lefanav, desanegar yasa kategar. Right, Hashem does not allow you to take a mitzvah baba veira to fulfill. V'yem kein lokiyim ha-mitzvah, v'zeshayach shaper b'mitzvah chiyuvis, avo b'mitzvah she'ena chiyuvis, im hein bo'im baba veira, emes de lokiyim ratzon ha-borei, Aval mikamakom lo bital hamitzvah vaveli ki mi she'eno lo vishbeged klal o lo achal klal de lo kiyem. But if you have an extra pasuk that can knock out even what you're doing. It could be, let's say it was tzitzis. He would say it's parallel to wearing a beged of four corners without tzitzis. It's like not sitting in the sukkah, it's sitting outside the sukkah. That's the extra line of the minchas chenach. Mitzvah babaveira only would knock out the kiyam hamitzvah. The extra lim would knock out the chefsa shal mitzvah. That is the chiddush. So in the continuation there, he says, what if you have schach, stolen schach? Mitzvah babaveira, stolen schach. So again, the pasuk says sukkah gzula. So says the minchas chenach is a chiddush that would be as if it's airspace. And the psul would be three tfachim. You would not be able to use Dofen Akuma or the biggest year for Tzvachim by stolen Schach. It would be like airspace, as if it's not there, just like my Chiddush before. He says, as if you're sitting outside a Sukkah, because you have Mitzvah Baba Veira and Sukkah Gzula, so I think it would be as if it's not there. Kol Hechi Di Aveira Misayel HaMitzvah Psula Ein Kan Posel Mikomo Avir Da'avile Mitzvah Baba Veira Kein Nir Laniyas Daiti Barur Be'ezus Hashem. And he even contrasts that to a page later, he talks about what if you use ir hanidacha schach or ashera schach. He says there halachically it's considered burned up already. As we know, michtas kedusha shiure. We'll have that in the third parak or kol omi listro of kesarif dami. There he says ironically it would not be considered airspace. That's not mitzvah baba vera. That's a halachic status that you the destiny of this item you know already impacts the halachic status, but it's physically still there. Enough for being considered pasul schach. That's his shita. Mitzvah baba veira would be worse. He says, obviously, it's mitzvah kachas yurei, but still, lav avirhu. It's not air, and therefore, you'd be mechal. You could have said misvar just the opposite. But that's what he says here in the minchas chinach. One other point, unbelievable. To come to the daf today, for this point, dayenu. Says the Ruach Chaim of Chaim Yivalajan and Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah of Hafochba Vafochba Dekuleba. On that Mishnah. He says, this is the little agadic hashkafic nugget for today. Right after the Mishnah. What was the previous Mishnah? Ben Chamish, the Mikra, Ben Esel, the Mishnah, Ben Shloshes, the Mitzvos, Vechulu, Vechulu. So there's a whole line and tochnit, what we're supposed to do in life. What we're supposed to do in life? Kivan Shigiyah LaTalmud Ein Lo Shir. And once you come, Ben Chamish, the LaTalmud, there's no Shir, v'tzorach lahapechu l'salselo so kol yimei chayav. Hafochba lafochba is going on the previous Mishnah, ben chamesh esri l'talmud. You have to keep uncovering in the Gemara. Kemo sh'amar Rabbi Sinu, like Chazal say in Erevin, that the Torah is compared to a dad of an isha. Ma dad, kemo hadad sha'atzmu so basar, v'atinuk motzei mimenu chalav. Just like a dad physically is flesh, right, it's part of the body of a woman, and the child gets milk from it. Kena Torah, so too. You know, you don't think you're going to get milk from here. What does milk have to do with flesh? But that's the way it is. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. L'mashal. And he said, Hafok, but you'll find things in the most unusual places. This has to do, we had a daf be'in shir a couple of weeks ago about Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. This source belongs in that shir. L'mashal. I'll give you an example. Midin Sukkah. If you look at Hilcha Sukkah, Yecholim Lahotzi, you can learn something. L'hatir Aguna. V'chadoma. To be matir and aguna. You can matter an aguna based on Hilchas Sukkah. Ashel afiha ra'us nira shekama dinim edem nitzrachim v'nim nuhu gimlanu ata. Even though you might think that certain halachas don't apply today, lokenu ki yicholam lomol dinecha mechavero v'davar ze yadua lahogimba. And this is known to those who push themselves in Torah. So where in the world do you have something in Hilchas Sukkah that could help us to be matir aguna? So obviously we need Rav Chaim Kanievsky to answer this question. Chaim Kanievsky says that the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us on Kuf Samach Beis Amid Beis that if I write a get and I have space on the get between the ikar of the get and the signatures of the Edim, it's possible. If I have space there. Chizkiah says, Imil'uhu Bikrovim Kasher. If you filled up the space between the ikar part of the get and the signatures of the edim, it's kosher. You fill it with apostle people. The Alta Tama. And don't wonder, how could you have this? Shahari Avir Sukkah Posel B'Shlosha. Because airspace of Sukkah Posel B'Shlosha, but if you stick in Posel Schach, you got some extra space. It's Posel Barba. Hare Lanu. Shehefsik Avir Sibahu Lifsol Yoser Measher Hefsik B'Davar Posel. So if this woman needs a get, says Chaim Kanievsky many times, even though real aguna we know is a woman whose husband is, We don't know, but a lot of times you find, you know, an agudas is someone who can't get a get, whose husband is not giving her a get. So he says, that's how you know, the Rav Chaim Mivolozhin, Hilcha Sukkah, helping us out for the heter of aguda. Okay, we continue. So, back to the Gemara. So, we have a discussion here between Rabbah and the Talmidim. So, the Talmidim say, three tvachim of airspace is a problem. But, if you have four amos on the side, that's not a problem, because that's Dofen Akuma. We're in the middle of the conversation. V'yamina lehuana, Rabbah says, then I continued and said to them, wait a minute, I have a logical proof that that doesn't make sense. Even though that's the halacha. Ma ilu ika schach pasul pachos me'arba. The avir pachos bishlosha. What happens, Rabbah asked them, if you have schach pasul and airspace right next to each other, each one of them, not a problem by itself. You have less than four tvachim of schach pasul, less than three tvachim of airspace. My ksheira. Right, that's kosher. Because each one does not affect the other one. And yet, Malya Bishpudin my psula. If you'd fill that airspace with metal poles, it would be pasul. Velo ye avir aposel bishlosha kischach pasul aposel barba. But what do you mean? I thought airspace is more chamor. Right? You're telling me airspace is more chamor. Right? Airspace three tvachim is a problem, and schach pasul is four tvachim is a problem. So you see, airspace is more chamor. And yet, in this situation that I just outlined, if you have schach pasul next to airspace, it's kasher sukkah. But if you filled in the airspace with schach pasul, it would be a problem. So you see, schach pasul is more chamor. So I don't understand. The amruli, and they said to me, what are you chubbing on us for? You also have the same logical problem. You say schach pasul always pasuls with four amos. I'll ask you the same question. Ma ilu ika schach pasul pachos midalat amos. If you have schach pasul less than four amos, vi avir pachos mishlosha, my ksheira. Right, you're asking us because on the four tvachim, three tvachim line, so you have the same problem with you. Four amos and three tvachim. You say my ksheira, ma'ya bishvudin, my psula. Lo yehe avir apostle mishlosha kischach pasul apostle ba'arba amos. So you're telling us that usually airspace is more chamor, but here, if you put in the pasul schach, that's more chamor. We'll get back to Tosfos after we finish. Let's just continue the conversation. V'yamina luhuana, and I answered them, Haimai, wait a minute. My four amos of schach pasul is not like your four tzvachim of schach pasul. Why? Lididi diamina arba amos. I say four amos. You know why? You can't ask any questions on that and say, oh, if you would put in schach pasul instead of airspace. Mishum shiura v'lav shiurahu. We know from elsewhere in halacha, four amos is a bona fide shear. The halacha Moshe Misinai tells me, dofen akuma, four amos is a bona fide shear. It's not just based on svara. And therefore, hi, lav shiurahu, it's, if you look at each case, the details, if you don't have the shear of the psul, then it's kosher. Kivan, delo shavu, shiurai ladadi, lo mitzdarfi. And therefore, four amos, less than four amos of pasul schach and less than three tvachim of airspace, that's not going to combine because the four amos of airspace is a halachic shear, which is not combinable with the three tvachim of airspace. But what is your shear? Four tvachim, three tvachim, that's not a bona fide halachic shear. That's just based on distance. If you have an airspace of three tvachim, that's pretty far away. If it's four tvachim of schach pasul, that's pretty far away. That's not a halachic shear given to you by halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's what the Rabbanan assumed is too far away. So in that case, mali is palig b'schach pasul, mali is palig b'schach pasul v'avir. So then I have my problem. It should combine. And therefore, it's all because of just a separated makom. Therefore, there shouldn't be a nafkamina between schach pasul or avir. And it should all combine. And you're back to my question. So that's what Rabbi asked the Talmidim. Steps in Abaya. Omer le Abaya. Ulamar Nami. What do you mean? You also have a problem. Nihidu lo shavu shiurayu besuka gedola. Besuka ketana mi lo shavu shiurayu. What do you mean? You say you have four amos versus three tvachim. If you have a small sukkah, you're going to have the same shiurim. Right? If you have four tvachim and three tvachim, you don't have four amos. And if you have less than that, it's going to passel in a small sukkah. Right? So you have the same problem that they do. Because again, a small sukkah is 7x7. If you're missing the fourth tvachim, that's going to ruin the sukkah. So Amar Leh, Rabbah answered, Hasam, no, Abaya, my friend. No, come on, you can't compare that. Hasam, lav mishum deshavu shiurayu. lahadadihu. Elamishum de lesser lashira de sukkahu. Right, if you have a tiny sukkah and you have less than seven in your schach, seven tefachim in your schach, that's not because you're combining the shiurim of the different types of psulim. It's because you don't have a sukkah anymore. Your sukkah has to be 7x7. If you don't have 7x7, so then it's not going to be a sukkah anymore. We'll stop there for a moment. But this is the conversation that Rabbah took place. Even though Rabbah asked the question without an answer, we still hold like the Talmidim that they said. Three tefachim of airspace for air, three tefachim, and four tefachim of pasul schach. And they only have four amos, min hatzad for dofen akuma. That's what we hold, even though we had this problem with it, but that is what we hold. There is an important line in Tosfos on the bottom of the previous amud. Tosfos there says, what if you have, go to the third line of Tosfos on the bottom, mihu, hecha di'ika shnei tefachim schach pasul. Vishnayim shel schach pasul, v'avir mafsik b'neim pachos migimel. Think about this case. You have two tefachim of schach pasul. Each one is not a problem. Between them, you have less than three tefachim of airspace. So Tosva says, do I say lavud? Do I say lavud to put together each of the sets of the schach pasul in order to create four tefachim of schach pasul and ruin the sukkah? That's Tosa's question. Iko esfuke im yesh shnei psulim mitztarfin larbo lefsolas asukkah. Deshema kiva da avir mafzik bein tayim lo mitztarfi. Maybe because there's air in between, you cannot combine. O shema kiva deim bavir gimel mitztarfin. So that part of Tosa says, what's Tosa's questioning? He's wondering whether you could say, to put it in our terms, lavud l'chumra. Every time we've had lavud up until now is, you say lavud to help you out. He lavud to help you out with the schach, to help you out with the walls. But now Tosfos is saying, maybe I could say lavud to pasul my sukkah. Do you say that? So first he has the suffix, and then look at the next line. And this is what's problematic. Miyu, then Tosfos seems to say it beferish. Hecha deleka bepsulim dalid. Va'avir pachos migimel mafsik b'neim. You have less than four, and the air is mafsik. Ein avir mashlima larba, b'masha choshvo kisasu, machmas lavud. The air doesn't close it up. Delo amrina lavud lahachmir. You don't say lavud lahachmir. So what did you just say in the previous lines? What's Tosfos talking about? First Tosfos seems to say, I'm not sure. And he goes right in. Umiyu. It doesn't sound like he's giving another deya. He says, but you don't say it in this case because you never say lavud lahachmir. So how do you put the two parts together? Says the stipler here in the Kilas Yaakov, he says there are two types of lavud. Two understandings of lavud. Can't learn the first paragraph of Masechta Sukkah without this. Two understandings of lavud, just like we had two understandings of Dofan Akuma. Two understandings of lavud. Does lavud mean when I have less an airspace of less than three tefachim that I have magically pulled together the two sides of the lavud? Is that what it means? I have pulled them together. They are attached. That's one understanding of lavud. Or does lavud just mean I have filled up this space? It is no longer airspace, and therefore they're not separated by air, but they're not together. Right, you fill this up, but you don't have to say that you filled it up with exactly what's on the sides of your lavud. But there's no hefsik now. Those are the two ways to understand, he says. Bin yilavud yish lefarsha bebez ofanim. Yish lomar denidon kismuchin umichubarim shnei haksavo shebetokim otfachim. Ve'yish lomar shin yilavud denidon kilu havir shebein tayim emula v'sasum. The inner part is closed up, but not dafka closed up with what's on the sides. That's Tosfos esafik. Says the stipler. I'm not sure if you should say lavud lahachmir in this case. Why? Because if you say lavud means you combine the two sides together, then you'd say lavud lahachmir. Because it's as if the schach pasul is all together. But if you just say, there's no airspace, so it's, and only if airspace pasuls is it a problem, but it's not that if it's connected, then you wouldn't pasul. That's Tosfos's suffix. V'zeh sfeikam shel Tosfos. Av al kalpanim, lavud, you definitely say lavud. You just don't know how to understand lavud. Lavud vade amrinan. Ubein shenomar lavud deron kismuchin. Ubein shenomar lavud deron makom avir kimimula. Kfar ein lifsol asuka machmas avir. Rak laman da amar ein lavud klau beemsa posel avir pachat begibol tachin. Kmashu kazavti. He then goes into how do you put the two parts of Tosfos together, but that's what he says Tosfos's suffix is. In Kilas Yaakov simen yud gimel os gimel. Good. We continue. That's a very important Tosfos about lavud l'chumra. Vayter in the Gemara says, what did we just say? What did Rabbah just say? If you don't have the same shear, so then the items are not combinable. That's what he said about the airspace and the pasul schach. They're not combinable. Says the Gemara, really? V'chal heicha d'lo shavi shiurai la dadi lo mitztarfi. If the shiurim, see where we are about the 10th line, if the shiurim are not the same, they're not combinable. Fatnan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Meseches Kelim, habeged, these are all different types of materials. And the Mishnah there, if you look at it, says all of these are different amounts for tumas, for certain types of tumah, and not all types of tumah. We're not going to go into the details now. Tumas mishkav can be different than tumas mace. That's the context of that Mishnah. But either way, habeged shlosha shlosha. The minimum size of a beged, which is made out of certain material, is 3x3 tvachim. That's the smallest one. If Rashi says, im yichdu l'mishkav, right? Rashi knows that we're talking about tumas mishkav here. If you said that this is going to be like a cushion material that a zav could sit on it, as long as it is 3x3. Hasak, arba l'arba. Sak, which Rashi says is made out of a different material, made out of goat's hair, arba l'arba. It has to be 4x4, bigger. Or chamisha chamisha, mafat shisha shisha. V'tani ala, they're all different shiurim, minimum size for tumas mishkav azav. V'tani ala, habeged vasak, hasak v'ha'or, ha'or v'amefetz b'tzarfen zemzeh. But then the brisa about that Mishnah says, but they combine with each other. They combine with each other. Question mark. I thought Rava said they can never combine if it's different shiurim. Can't combine. So answers the Gemara. Awesome. Get a tiny time. No. There, keep reading. A couple of Mishnayos later, there is a context where they are, have the same shear. And that's why they're combinable. Because you could all combine them to be Matami Moshav. What does that mean? If you cut from any of them, Tefach al Tefach, Tame. What does that mean? Rashi has two days here. If you cut from any one of them, a Tefach ba Tefach, but you fashioned it nicely. Mashvinu, you fashioned the edges with a knife, and you made it into a nice, beautiful, tiny little cushion material to sit on, then all the shiurim, they all are a tefach and a tefach. These are stama, the earlier shiurim. But if you fashioned it into a nice thing, then they all have the same shear. So that's why they're combinable. Or Rashi has the second day, which he doesn't like as much. If you make a tefach al tefach using all the different ones together, that's Rashi's second. Tell al tefach my chazi, what is it? Roy for Rav Moshe ben Lakish, Mishu Rabbiani, Hova ra'uy l'taloy al gabi achamor. If the saddle that you sit on a donkey, has a little hole, and you want to put a patch on, this is enough to fix the patch, and then the zav could sit on it. So therefore, you see, it has the same shear, at least in one context. Period. Why does this work? Why does this work that all of a sudden if I made it into a nice, tiny, little thing, neat thing, even though the other shirim are otherwise? So if you look in the Mefarshim on the Mishnah there in Kalim, they use the term of achshave. They will machshave it. Meaning, even if there's a shear or usual rules for something, if I actively do something to show that I am interested even in the smaller shear, then halachically I have given that amount significance. And halachically I give it significance. Ach Shevei. This comes up many times, just in two other places. The place where it comes up. It comes up, we just had at the end of Masechas Yuma. That's the Svara of Chatzi Shir according to the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says, why is Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah? And he says it's only by Yisuri Achila, which is against certain Rishonim, but at least this is the Chacham Tzvi's Svara. Why, if I eat a half a Kezayis of Treif on my Chayav Daraisa, says the Chacham Tzvi? Well, you ate it. You ate it. So the fact that you ate a half a gezeis means it's significant to you. You are machshav it. If by other isurim he says, chatzisha doesn't apply, because you didn't do anything to show you to machshav it. But here you are machshav it. So that's why, says the Chacham Tzvi, it's been peivav, chatzisha is asur because of achshav. The other one, the other type is Rashi. Rashi in Masechas Beitza on Daf Chav Zayin uses achshav in the context of burning kudshim on yontif. Usually you had to burn things on yontif because of ochel nefesh, and mitoch shel tzarach u'shana mishelo l'tzarach. But because, here's a different type of machshavei, the Torah is machshavei. Because the Torah considers what you're doing a mitzvah, of biur kachim, ha-Torah Rashi's lashon, d'gzeres ha-kasevi, she'ein kachim t'meyem isbaren b'yantif, d'rachmana achshavei l'havarasan. The Torah is machshavei what you're doing, it considers it a mitzvah. D'chziv bo'esh yisareif, hilchach milachahi. And therefore, it's not allowed to be done. So, That's achshavei there. So here's another context of achshavei by fashioning it into a tiny little piece of material. That is enough. By the way, also Rav Yashav says all these different types of shiurim, even non-achshavei, even stoma, only apply to tumah v'tahara. For kinyanim, any small amount is good enough. Because kinyanim go by horaz bailus, and whatever is, you know, if you grab any amount, it will be good enough. Okay, Viter. Besura Amila Hashbaitza Bailishna. Surah had the previous discussion, the past 30 lines. Ben Arda, they had the following. Same discussion, similar, but different names. Amr Avidam Shmuel. Shmuel instead of Rabba. Schach Posel Beemsa Posel Barba. Minatzad Posel Barba Amos. V'Rav Amar, that's what we hold. Rav Amar Bein Minatzad. Bein Beemsa Barba Amos. Rav says, even Posel Schach is four amos in the middle, like Rabba said earlier. But we had the Mishnah earlier that if you put a board four tvachim wide, it's kosher. Bishlama la Rav to Amar Bein Beemsa Bein Minatzad Ba'amamos Bishamachik Sheira. According to Rav, it's obviously kosher because in the middle it is four tvachim and on the side it's four amos. El l'Shmuel to Amar Beemsa Ba'arba Mike Sheira. But according to Shmuel, it says four tvachim is always the shear. Why is it kosher? Hachamayaskinan min hatzad. Right, I'm talking about minatzad, and that's why you have the four amos shear, not the four tefach shear. Tashma says the. Another brayso, we've had all of these already. Shnei sadinim mitzarfin, shnei nesarim ein mitzarfin. Two sheets could combine to pasul, but not two boards. Rabbi Meir omer nesarim kizadinim. Rabbi Meir said no, they both could combine. Bishlam, we had all this already. Bishlam alahach lishna damar Rav. According to Rav, who says bein beemsa bein minatzad ba'arba amos. According to Rav, who says who we don't hold like that. You owe the shear for pasul schach is always four amos, even in the middle. My mitzarfin ladalat amos. That's what it's the under discussion. Elahach lishna damar Rav beemsa. But according to the Lishna that Rav says that Be'emsa is for Hechidami, what's the case here under discussion? If there's already four tvachim, then you don't need any tziruf. And if not, it's kosher. So the Gemara answers the all of this bu'arba'o, my mitzarfin la'arba'amos minatzad. As we said before, that's what it's combined to. Even if you say the shear is four tvachim, but if it's minatzad, so then it would be up to dofen akuma. Okay, Pir, we'll stop here by the Tashma. And Rav Hashem, we will continue.